I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The Soul Path of Awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. If you're new to the podcast, hi, I'm Michelle. Good to have you here. Oh, gosh. I got caught up. I'm in the mountains, staying in the mountains now, and I've been doing some got some launches and stuff that's coming up for everyone, which I'm excited about. Anyway, if you're new and you want to listen in the chat, that's great. You can listen as a guest, or you can do a profile through BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and then you can ask questions. If you want to listen by phone or call in, that number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122. If you want to get a reading or you have a question or a comment, press 1 on the keypad. 347-539-5122 is the call-in number. Got the chat opened a little late. I see people getting in the queue. Hello, callers. I'm going to be getting to you. 347-539-5122 is that number, everyone. And remember, press 1 on the keypad so that I know that you want to chat, you want to share, you want to read. I'm just going to touch a little bit. We've got a guest coming on later, Noel Hipke. You may want to stay tuned for that. Ascension visionary leader and author of Superpowers. So we'll be talking with her. Diving into all that. If you haven't noticed the energy shifting, a lightness but yet intensification, more subtle energy, which means that the vibratory energy is faster, denser energy is getting particulated to dissolved. There's a lot of accumulation right now of energy. To then dissolve it. It's almost like when you go to pack or even like, let's say, do laundry, right? You sort. So there's a lot of sorting going on right now, energetically, planetarily, and you may even feel it yourself, whether you're sorting different things that you want to do, whether you're sorting through decluttering or getting rid of things, or you're sorting through goals, or what do you want to act upon next, or you're sorting through people. I've been sorting through all of it, getting rid of stuff. Not that I don't have a lot of clutter. I'm not a cluttery person in my house. We're not cluttery, but still just getting rid of things, preparing for the next big thing. And that's what I would say for all of you is how can you listen to your intuition more? Because you're getting nudges. We always get nudges, and then we put them to the side. And this way you're prepared for bigger changes, turning points, and not as overwhelmed. So if you kind of know you're going to be moving, but you don't know the timing, some things could come rather quickly, I would say, in the next, between now and 2025. I mean, we have huge, huge directional changes in 2025. I dive deeper into this on my Patreon group. I'm going to start posting more on YouTube with whatever I can that it doesn't get censored. Isn't that so weird? So following those little nudges, those little pushes of what you think you need to do. Now, a lot of times what happens is our rational mind, the rational part of the mind, the why do I need to do that? I'm not moving now. Or I'm not doing this now, or this isn't happening now, or didn't get that new job. So if you're thinking, oh, I want to, maybe you're a creative director, I want to you know, create apps, or I want to work more digitally, then start preparing. What can you do to prepare your book, your portfolio, right? What can you do? So this is really a time where people are getting prepared for that next big thing that is on their plate, that the next big step. It's definitely the, I would say, the Akashic wheel is turning. You know, I look at the soul as a big sundial. And it's been coming through. Those of you that follow me on Instagram or on my, or you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Soul Insights and Tarot, it's really been coming through in the pick a card readings, these types of changes and what kind of information can come through. There's a lot of predictions coming in through the readings I'm doing. There's a lot of preparation also. And so, because that right now, as we're moving more into timing, not so much just time, you know, Saturnian chronological time, but as we're getting more acclimated to timing, which those of you that are astrologers know that's by Uranus, right? That's actually Pluto and Uranus, those two planetary energies. Even Neptune, it's the transpersonal aspect of our being and of life. But Uranus, you know, we have Uranus and Taurus for the now. It is by timing, so things can seem to be dragging on or happening very slowly, and then they can all of a sudden speed up, or there's an exponential breakthrough, or, you know, some kind of result that you didn't think. Now, there are a lot of ascension shifts happening right now, so many of you most likely are experiencing either very tired, fuzzy, drained, exhausted, you know, and that is because this denser physical body, this avatar aspect of our being, the central player, so to speak, or central character, main character part of us, because we have other dimensional aspects. But we're focused on this part in consciousness, so it is the key player. It's the main character, right? Is having upgrades that are more in the subtle energy. And I talked about this also quite a bit, those of you that did my Key Codes workshop, which I'm going to make available probably in the next day or two, for sure by next week on Union. I'm going to make that available for other people to listen. I've had a lot of people with key code activation and sound attunement. So I talked about that, the messages I got undiluted from the oversouls and the spiritual hierarchy about what's going on. What are the oversouls? They're the higher aspects of all of us, the soul of everything and everyone, the soul of the earth, of the universe. It's the guiding directive, the guiding principle. And you can read those. It's above the Akashic, because the soul is, you know, it's a few steps down, so in frequency. So we're getting this attunement, these adjustments. We're getting, and so it's affecting people on the physical plane, because there's a lot that's happening physically. So you might find, oh, I got a lot of money, or I found money, or, oh, there's less money than I thought, or, oh, this slowed down, or this delay, or I'm so tired. A lot of people, it's been a 2 to 3 day cycle where you're very exhausted. And then the third day you're like, oh, I got all these ideas. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this. I'm inspired. So really do what you can right now to nourish and nurture the physical body, the denser physical body. Be very aware not to over, if you're going to check out, try to do it through music or nature or meditation or daydreaming or sleeping or visioning or meditation or hypnotherapy, things that really nurture the body-mind system. Now, because we have, you know, with Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, there's a caution not to overdo checking out, right? And through uses of like drugs or alcohol. Because it's quite intense, and the ego right now doesn't really know what to do. This is really unprecedented times. Doesn't know how to handle this. There's like, it's like being offshore, you know, in the ocean or in the sea, and you realize that the shore is too far away to swim back. You've got to go to the island up ahead where you're going. You've got to go further. You got to take a rest. You got to float on your back, or you got to rest on the rocks in between or the buoy. You know, you got it. So there's a lot up with the sea of unconsciousness. A lot of people getting a lot of dreams or messages through dreams or nightmares or night sweat thing. You know, it's just, it's very subtle, but it's also tumultuous. It's like, it reminds me of those farming tools that people drive, not a tractor, but I don't know what it's called. And it digs up the dirt. It digs it up. It tills the soil, you know, and it brings stuff up. So just be gentle, extra gentle on yourself with others, and notice where you're called to go and what you're called to do and how can you go more in that direction. Okay, let's see. Jackie in the chat is saying definitely all the above, emotional. Yeah. Well, because there's a loss or grieving for what was and what was in the past. People, fur babies, animal beings, you know, relatives, friends, lovers, husbands, wives, whatever, jobs. But also for what is not going to be, because there are going to be, and please be very aware of this, there are going to be certain dreams and goals you had that are not going to come to fruition. They're abruptly stopped. Some are delayed for some people, but some of the stopping will come from you. Like, that doesn't quite fit anymore. That doesn't fit at all. Or something new is coming in. Now, and there's going to be a loss with that until the new comes in. It's almost kind of like when you lose a job or something, or you break up with someone, or you get a divorce, you know, and it's like, oh my God, that was the one, that was everything. And then something better comes in. It will be better, but there is going to be this sense of loss and not being in misdirection or not being directed, kind of like floating in the sea. What we always have to remember though, is that the guiding principle of us, the higher self, is not lost. It's only our ego that is experiencing this. It's the human aspect of our being, the intuitive aspect, the higher mind, the divine mind, the spiritual aspect, the higher self, the soul. The higher self is this navigating principle, you know, and it connects, it seamlessly connects us into our soul. And this is why living more and more from the higher self, you live more and more from the soul. Living more and more from the soul, or as your soul, you live from the vibrational frequency and understanding and consciousness of the higher self. So we can feel that the stronghold of conditioning and conditioned response patterns, and this always worked, and this worked last time, the ego portion of us is lessening. Not because the ego is bad, but it's a function that as we move forward, as we ascend more out of the extremes of duality, as we're going through this great awakening, and if you've been with me since the beginning of this podcast, right, 2006, we've been talking about this shift. It shifts. It's an internal shift. It shifts things externally, systems, and how we operate and what we think. So in this shift, as we essentially awaken more and evolve, there are certain parts of functioning that we won't need anymore. They will become less and less used and then eventually not used. So it's like using an abacus to add numbers, you know, and that's fine. It can be fun and it's great to have one. I'm sure a lot of them, they're antiques and they're worth a lot. Or do you have a calculator? Do you have a calculator that you sometimes use that's a standalone, or do you just use an app? So it's not good or bad. It's just different. And so you may feel the stronghold of that ego portion of your personality is lessening, because what you want to call the new earth or the new paradigm, it's a new system, new way of thinking, new way of living and being, new way of expressing, new way of relating, we're shifting into using the upper regions of our brain, or what we thought also was junk DNA. And not only our physical DNA, but our subtle energy DNA, the etheric DNA. And many of you are already activating or getting activated by your subtle energy DNA. That's why you're feeling kind of spacey or stretched out, or you're having more telepathic experiences. You're able to remote view more, whether you're doing a reading or not. You're able to pick up on people or extend your awareness through a higher vibrational aspect of consciousness. So there's less boundaries, less veils, if you would call it. A lot of the veils are dissolving. So in a relaxed state, you could see more, you could know more, you could connect or contact people. And it can be a little off-putting because it's a little ungrounding, right? However, it is you. So it's getting more and more and more of the true you, more and more of your abilities, more and more of your gifts. So extending and expanding through the subtle energy is very, 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 very important in understanding the metaphysics of life, the new emerging consciousness, the new earth, the new way of operating on the world. It's less mechanized. It's a faster vibratory frequency, but yet it's softer and slower in one way, right? Because you feel like you're wading through molasses or honey. To access it, you have to slow down the physical body and be present. And then you hit this amazing point, referencing point, this point of consciousness, where all of a sudden you expand and you go into that no time. So living more from that space, you can see how certain ways of operating in this world will become obsolete. You just won't need, or it'll slow you down. And I don't mean to do things faster. It's just more efficient, maybe, right? More efficient, more interesting. All right, let's get to callers. That number is 347-539-5122 for those of you that want to call in. Caller, hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, good to hear you. Hi.
There's a guy in my block. He walked up to me and gave me a pin with his advertisement on it, and he's a handyman. And I wanted to see, would he be a good fit for, is he a good person to work on my home? He lives in the same block. I happened to be outside, and he walked up and gave me his pin and said he does everything, so.
And what do you feel, and what do you know about? I don't know. I'm getting you're a little leery. What is your thought?
Well, I haven't spoken to him yet. I was going to call him to get more information.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. He's in the same block as, you know, so I was just kind of wanted to pick up, if you picked up anything. He had spoken to a neighbor and said and told her he was a handyman as well. So I don't know. I guess I may be leery, but I need to get this work done.
Well, follow your leery. I got a little leery by myself, so I'm not sure. I drive by, look at his place, or walk by. He could be perfectly fine, but I don't know. I have a little. I don't know if I'm picking up on your leery vibe, but when you were saying it, is he passing the pins out? Let me ask. What's the best perspective,
well,
Valerie,
so,
should take?
Because I happen to be outside, and he walked up and handed me his pen with his information.
Try it, but just have boundaries. I don't know if it's if he tries to get too chummy. I don't know. There's something I'm getting a little bit of a leery, like a little. I got when you were telling me the story, I just got a little bit of like pullback. I think if you check him out, you know, I always believe in the psychic go with something. If I feel a little leery vibe, I usually don't do it. If I feel kind of,
right.
if I feel like a pause, I wait to get more information. Now, that information could be, is the person going to do the best job?
Right.
You know, or do I want them in my house? Do I want them knowing my business? You know.
Exactly.
exactly. You know what I mean? So there, I do feel there's a pause there. So I feel you kind of need to go with that and just get a little more information. You know, I remember years ago when I first, moved into my house, one of my neighbors was like, and I really like talking, speaking with her, especially because she speaks Spanish, so I can practice my Spanish, but she's like, oh, you have to use this housekeeper that I have. And for some reason, I just didn't. And I thought, you know, because I don't want all of my stuff revealed to my neighbors, every in and out. I don't want to enmesh too much, you know.
Right.
So I didn't do
it.
So that's what I'm getting with you. I feel there's something, little back off, maybe talk to your neighbor, check out this person a little more. Do they have an online presence? You know, what's their house look like?
There's another guy that's right next door, and he said he could do the work as well. He's a landscaper. So I wasn't sure about him.
He feels a little lighter. Now, honestly, the next door feels lighter. Do you know him better or something?
Well, he seems to be friendly. You know, he doesn't try to get involved in anybody's business or anything. He speaks, you know. He's a Spanish guy.
Okay, well, his energy feels a little lighter. So whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
And you got to obviously, you know, make your own decision.
Right.
But I, for some reason, he's feeling...
Okay.
A lighter energy.
Lighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. I love it. That's all, the only way we know, you know, sometimes you gotta.
Right.
Sometimes wait just means the timing, something's off, you know, you just got to honor that.
Right.
Love it.
And I think I know this guy, the neighbor, a little bit better than I know the guy down the street. So,
maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I mean, if you feel that it's a fit, then...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
What I'm getting with you is, and I think it's part of your path, is you need to check things out a bit more. Like if something feels very, to me, if something feels very light and kind of easy, like this will work, then I think it's a go.
Right.
You know, if I'm wondering what's going on or I'm not sure, I either don't do it or I check things out more.
Right. Okay. I better check things out more. So I have two people in the neighborhood. Instead of have to probably be one of them.
Because also it could be you know, it could be an issue of that has to do with your, you know, who you don't want to have to either spend a lot of money or get involved in something that is like, you know, something that's going to be kind of, I don't know, problematic.
So do you think it'll probably be either one of the people in the block?
It could be, but it's funny. I feel like there could be somebody that refers you somebody. It could be something with a referral.
Well, my neighbor
actually somebody
told me about him, and then he happened to see me outside and gave me his card. But my neighbor was the one who told me about him.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about him either. She doesn't know anything about him as well. She, you know, he had just told her in, I guess, a light conversation that he was a handyman, so he wanted her to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of them has something online is what I'm getting. So that may
That's the next door neighbor.
Okay, because I'm getting someone online.
Yeah, that would be the next door neighbor. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on air.
Hey, I don't think I've ever talked to you before. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. But anyways,
what's your first name?
My first name is Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hey.
I like Michelle too.
I thought it was pretty cool. I've had a rash since January. It comes and goes. And they've done biopsies. They've done blood work. And can't figure out what it is. And so I'm wondering if you could give me any insight.
First thing that I get with you is allergies is the first thing that I heard. And you said I got a rash. And I'm also getting, I'm getting something with food. And it could be too, you could be eating things that are too acidic. Focus on your stomach, your digestion, your intestines. Could be digestive enzymes. You know, I would say doctor, it'd probably be better for you to maybe go to like a nutritionist. Or a natural path, okay?
Okay.
But I feel like the, I'm not sure if you're eating, you know, it may be altering the diet, more fruits and vegetables. Watch alcohol, caffeine, nicotine. Did you smoke before?
Yes.
Yeah, nicotine.
I've never really had allergies.
Well, we get out, you know, that can happen. I know for myself, I had a little thing with my thyroid years ago, and then I got tested, and I was allergic to shrimp. I can eat shellfish. I can eat so many things, but not shrimp. So who knows? That's
now,
what I'm picking up on you. I feel like something
wonder,
that has to do with – go ahead. You wonder what?
I wonder because I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm wondering if somehow it's related to the rheumatoid arthritis because of the inflammation in my body.
Well, rheumatoid arthritis does very well in healing itself with change of diet.
Food. Yeah.
Not having a lot, having a more alkaline diet, less to no sugar.
What's
high
alkaline?
Water.
Mean?
Alkaline is it's getting more to the natural pH. So sometimes our pH can be off in our system. It's like it's too acidic, so it's bringing it more into balance, basically. So that's what I would look at. So sometimes we've done something for a while and it changes our body chemistry, right?
Yeah.
So you could be, you know, some of the stuff that you're eating or drinking could just all of a sudden now, you know, it's caught up with you. It happens.
Oh.
You know, our body changes, especially every 7 years, it even changes on a cellular level, right? It changes. I mean, the cells change. I mean, we slough off skin cells, you know, every 3 days, every week, and then we have a huge change over every 7 years. So that's what I would look at for you, if I would just start there without going into, because kind of going into that kind of reading is pretty pretty detailed, but that's where I would that's where I would go. That's where I would start with you.
Okay. Well, okay. I sure do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Much peace.
Thank Bye. You so much.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on air.
Hello, this is Sunray.
Sunray!
Hi! I could have
great
sworn,
to hear.
I think I called in last week, but I don't know what was going on, or I didn't call in, but I think I might have heard you say my name through the chat thingy, but I thought it was
Did I? Did I say Sunray always brings such I don't know. Wait, today during the chat or another time?
No, last week you were doing the numerology podcast or episode, and I was on the chat, but then I fell asleep, but I think I heard you call my name. Anyway, I hope you're doing well, and I'm glad you're taking my call today, because I am hoping to get some guidance here, and maybe if you can channel something for me.
Okay. What?
I recently just moved, so that's the update. I moved out of the city before Christmas last year. And my goal was to not come back to the city. But as of recently, I just moved like a week ago yesterday, or a week ago, back into the city, and I'm subleasing through the summer until like mid-August. But there's not an exact date from this person because they're traveling outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you, if either there's any channeled messages through your guides, my guides, or source, or my higher self, that's the kind of like will bring, or if there's something that I should look out for.
Okay, give me more the, what's the actual question? What's the actual?
I guess there's so much mystery going on in these next 2 months. Like, I don't know, like, if I'm sure I'm going to be living somewhere else in the next 2 months, but I guess I want to know or figure out, like, kind of, like, why I'm back in the city. Like, why am I taking that kind of step back?
Well, it may not be a step back, so let's.
Oh, yeah. I guess that, too, is, like, I feel super awesome about this, too. That's the other thing. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I feel like everything's great. I'm happy about this situation, and I'm just still
feeling. Why you're back there.
Like, yeah, like, what do I need to be, like, looking out for? What is it that I am going to – I feel like something big is going to happen in my life in these
well,
next
did you
2 months.
To, have you been listening to the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah,
everybody's getting prepared. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Suddenly, okay, let's see.
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. I even wrote down I wrote down some things. But yeah, I did read. Or listen.
Now you move back to where you had completing cycle. Okay, hold on. Oh yeah. So you are pulled back. Okay, because your move was.
My move was last week, literally okay. a week ago was when I came back. The day that you're doing numerology, so I was going to ask you, like, oh, is there something in this day that numerologically you can pick up on? Or, and then, like, today is the solstice, and just that you mentioned, because it was a week and 4 days ago, I had just found out I was going to move here. So I didn't even know I was going to be here at the beginning of this month. I had no idea where I was going to live. It happened
well,
over,
why
like,
did you? Why did you move? Why did you move?
I needed to leave the situation where I was at because it was, one,
okay.
It was only temporary, and then, two, I was having just roommate things, you know, and my neighbor,
yeah.
We didn't really get along. My roommates, I love them, they're family, but our dogs didn't get along, so we had to leave.
Yeah.
I just had to remove myself from that situation so
I
could feel
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, because also it was kind of distracting for or energy, pulling on your energy. So what I'm getting, yes, you were pulled back into a place where you could center more, land, ground, and hear your own thoughts and focus more on what it is that you want to do. So because I feel something new is coming in for you or a new direction. Now, maybe something you were doing in the past or you thought about, but you're going to be going, oh, I'm going to put more attention to this now. I'm going to put more energy to this now. So let me ask you, where you are now, is there a garden around you or like a yard or something?
With the table there are some community gardens around here. There's a park just 2 blocks
yeah.
away, and then I'm not too far from this place in Portland, Oregon called Forest Park. So it's like a really large
That's
really
the
large
one. Yeah, but,
area.
But one of them has trees, and I feel there's like a table and chairs. So I don't know if it's picnic tables or benches or something there.
There are some.
You're having,
there.
Yeah, where is that? Because that's where you need
go
to
ahead.
Go and hang. Yeah, that's where you need to hang out for a little bit. Now, the other thing that I'm getting is that, yeah, there's a delay to pull you back. Okay, let me ask why. What is the delay? Yeah, to center, to hear yourself. You're getting caught up in. So you need kind of a. It's weird. You need to be really social on the outside, but I feel where you live, you need to have a space that's pretty quiet. I almost feel like two students studying, like where you can be in your room, whatever, reading or doing whatever, and that person is too. or even if they're, like, say, at the table or the kitchen bar, or they're doing their thing, that there's not always constant interaction.
Actually, that's a big major move that just happened between where I was at, where I had roommates, and I love living with people, but it can be a lot. And so now I'm back in this space.
But it's the type of
people
and you are on your own now.
I'm in a studio space for just through mid-August. So I'm on my own. It's just my dog and I, and we're in a studio apartment.
And then the other person comes back after that. Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't think I'll be moving back over there to that place. I don't think I'll be moving back with these folks.
At all. Okay, well, that's what the guides were saying then, to hear your own thoughts. So you really need a quiet space for you or roommates or a person that can that there's not as much interaction, but you're very social.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So being outdoors or meeting people, let's meet for tea or coffee, or let's hang out here, let's do this. But then you have to come back, because what I feel is, what I'm being shown is, it's like too much distraction or too much pulling, too much talking or drama, too much going on. At least for this portion, now I do feel, yes, could you live with a partner? Absolutely. Could you live with one or two roommates? Yes, but it has to be a different dynamic. So I don't know if you were living and working together. It feels like it was very enmeshed. It was just a lot going on also, a lot of in and out. So I feel like this quiet space is also going to push you to go out and try new things and meet new people, or to reconnect to your community, reconnect to people actually more. Because you'll fill up, you'll fund your energy, your psychic energy, and then you're to go out. So you're needing like a respite. You're needing like, let me go out, I do this, I go here, I meet this person, I meet this person over here, I do this community and this event, and then I come back and I renew, I rest, I hear what, like from all those outer influences, what are you receiving? What are the messages that you're receiving? Right?
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah
I do. Because I think you did mention about this long time ago, but my roommates, God bless them, they're just going through their own journey and unfolding of experiences, and it just kind of did get a little too much because of whatever marriage stuff that they're focusing on helping shine light through and work on, which kind of made it hard because they were drinking a lot. And I like drinking, but not as much as they do, and different.
But see what I said at the beginning? That's the set. See, we got it. The checking out. We got to get into spirit or source in a different way. Part of what happens with it's Saturn in Pisces, but it's also the Aquarian age. It does bring up a lot about drugs or an outlet, like an easy way to get someplace, an easy way. You see all this DMT, mushrooms, psilocybin, microdosing. But eventually there's going to be groups of people that are more at doing those level states of consciousness through their own ability, their ability to shift into that. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Remember I said earlier through the psychic, I said, like, I felt like drama or too much going on or your energy getting pulled. So your guides don't, you know, and everybody goes through patches of that kind of stuff, obviously. But for you right now, it's pulling you off. And you're not able to hear your higher self and your guides. It's pulling you off. It's a distraction. It's like, you know, when you put the channel on a radio or something, it's, what is that, the fuzzy, or the, you know, it's got the distortion or disruption. And they're working through a lot of stuff, and it's enmeshment and draw. Not that that's, you know, that can, sometimes that can be good, and we learn from that, but for where you're at, particularly on your path, it's the way that you need to go. It's like supporting old habits for you, old patterning that you're moving through. That's the other thing I'm hearing.
Okay.
So hang out with people, have your drinkies and whatever, but then come back into your sanctuary to like let your energy reassemble, get back to itself, to individuate again. You didn't have any space to do that. Also psychically, you didn't have any space to do that, right?
Right,
is very busy.
I think I was kind of even distracting myself a lot, especially like overdoing it on the alcohol, overdoing it on other libations. But
that's why the message came through from spirit. Every people, the Saturn in Pisces and the Neptune in Pisces, it's like, you know, it's like first a little to take the edge off, and then it's like more and more.
Coming
but
from the
does,
cannabis industry, though, it's a little hard because I've worked in the cannabis industry, and I rely heavily on cannabis sometimes. I've also noticed that I've been trying to cut back and been trying to rely on.
Well, just widen it up because
before.
The soul gets bored with things. So widen it up. Maybe now it's nature. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe a swim. Maybe a run. Maybe it's communing in nature on that bench I see you at and extending and astral projecting and getting into the mystical part of you. You know, maybe that's the next, that's the part of your path. Is getting more into the like what I do on Patreon, the spiritualism, the occult, the mystic, developing that more.
And you can do that without drugs.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. I've had better experiences than I ever did back in the day when I had experimented with drugs. I've had just by being expanded in consciousness on my own through my meditate, getting into that meditative state, using that access point that I teach people in the. You know, the intuition or channeling and psychic development course, I have seen dematerialization of things. Things become just color and energy wavelength. I'm certainly not doing drugs when I'm channeling people coming through me, giving messages to people in session. You see what I'm saying? So, no, the drugs, unfortunately, do distort. They kind of... I know they can cause kind of a breakthrough many times, you know. But the problem is chronic use does lower the vibrational frequency and does distort. You get a lot of stuff that's on the funkier stuff on the astral plane. So it's just like a filtering.
Okay.
It's like anything.
Funky
everything
stuff on the 3D. There's also funky stuff in the astral plane.
Oh, yes, the astral body. That's where you got the weird ghost phenomenon and all kinds of. It's just like food. Everything changes our chemistry. So, like, you know, I love my gluten-free cupcakes, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, you know, I don't have them all the time, you know. It's just monitoring our energy. It's like how much do we do of something? And checking in with the body. I know for me, a friend of mine got this wine that has no sugar and it's low alcohol. And I've had a little bit of that and I like it. However, if I have too much, even two glasses, especially three, I'm done the next day, 2 days, I'm not the same. My body, my hormones. So I think everybody has to check in with themselves. But I do know the specific message with that Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, and especially when they intersect. It clouds our vision, and that's one thing universally that people are going to have to look at is as they want to become more extended or expanded in consciousness, is how much are they using this stuff because it does distort. You know, okay. Anything that we, yeah, I hope that helps.
That does, yeah, that's paradigm shifting for me.
Yeah, just check it out, feel it out, tune in. And just see what is right for you and your body and where you're at right now. Doesn't mean you have to stay. We go through passages. So maybe this particular passage, your higher self is requiring the Sunray avatar to have different experiences.
Mm,
or focus on different things.
That's very beautiful. Oh, that's
all
that's,
right.
Thank you so much for this insight. That's thank you. I really appreciate you, Michelle, and everything that you do. And I'm excited to hear what other messages you will have throughout this podcast for everyone else as well.
Thank you. Big hug.
Yeah. All right. Big hug, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Hi, you're on air. Hello. You're on air. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know what to ask.
Okay. Think about it. I'll come back to you.
All right.
Hi, you're on air.
Hello, Michelle. It's Jennifer in Canada.
Who is it?
Jennifer in Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome. Jennifer in Canada. Hello.
Thank you. I'm wondering, I've been working, and I know other people have been doing it too, working on the feelings of not being worthy. It feels like it's been my whole entire life. Why is it so hard to heal that?
Well, maybe you're in the process of healing it. I feel like we go in, you know, concentric circles that we get more and more healed. Healing just means wholeness. So in a way, the more we heal and the more whole we are, we're at the next level and we may notice something. Or so, it's like grief. Something, you know, you may grieve, like my little wonderful fur baby passed away, crossed over in 2020. And I'm feeling better. And then every now and then I'll get a little wave of grief, or I'll hear something or see a picture and I start crying, you know, or I just, oh, I missed you. So it's like that. It's, anything that we're doing on our path, it's never completely over. You know, even if something we haven't thought of, you know, the thought may come back. I feel for you, what will help you is to look at your healing, your self-development, whatever you're doing with repatterning or getting better relating patterns, and, you know, and that whole idea of that self-worth and valuing yourself. If you look at it less heavy or work that you have to do, like maybe bring more curiosity in of what your gifts are, or even like if you really listen to somebody and you're very present to a friend or family member, make a note, wow, I am a good listener. Or, wow, I did give them good advice. Or, wow, I showed up for myself. Those kinds of communications to the self embed in the subconscious. And so that's just another way of valuing ourselves and honoring ourselves. Obviously, a lot of people know, I call them appreciation lists rather than gratitude, is what do you appreciate yourself for, what you've done, what do you appreciate about your life? Kind of adds more contextual energy when we move from grateful or gratitude into appreciation. It's a little more active. But I feel that will help you, because I do feel you have some really, really good traits that people around you notice. So it's more about you noticing those traits and just, you know, kind of pinning it like a little sticky note in your mind, right? And that will start being more and more prevalent in your subconscious mind to bubble up to your conscious awareness. Okay.
Thank you. That really helped. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Appreciation. Yeah. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Appreciation. Appreciate you. Big hug. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back to that person. See. Hi, you're on air.
Ah, it's me again.
I know. Oh,
no.
Good.
No, it's Sunray. Bye.
Oh, Sunray. Hi, Sunray. Oh, I guess the other nine. Okay, the other one that didn't know what they wanted to ask me, they went off air, I guess, or were down further down the queue. Anyway, hi again. Bye.
Hi. Bye again.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay. So it's time for awakening conversation. If you did not get your question answered or didn't get a reading or didn't get to share, you can call back next week and we'll get to you then. Sometimes it helps people get here kind of early, like 10 minutes before, get in the queue. So, like I said at the top of the podcast, we have Noelle Hipke. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. We'll see. Ascension visionary leader and author of Superpowers, A Journey to Self-Help, or Self-Health, with an extraordinary focus on illuminating a worldwide movement. We're going to be talking New Earth, New Paradigm. Noelle helps bridge between present and future, so she is a bridger. So let's see what's going on with her. What's shaking here? What's opening up? Hey, Noelle.
Hello.
Hi. How do you say your last name?
Hipke. You got it.
Oh, I was right. Oh, I got it. Yay. Okay, very cool. Very cool. You know what's so interesting? I've been getting, you know, we have people, guests from all over the world, and usually we get a lot of international guests. Lately, we've been getting more local guests, because I'm in Southern California, and I'm like, wow, this is, they're like right either in my neck of the woods, right either where I'm living or where I hang out or, you know, have friends, family, or where I used to live, so it's kind of exciting. I recognize
right? I saw that about you. I thought, oh, she's a local like me. This is neat.
Yeah.
But you have a global reach, I see. You are global.
Yes. Yes. And apparently I didn't.
Very high ranking.
Yeah, top 1% mm-hmm. internationally and top 10%, I think, in this genre or something that
good
I saw
you.
The other day. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, it's the community. It's all of us co-creating this. So I can't say I'm doing it on my own. And great guests. We get great guests, too. Okay, Noelle, let's dive in. I want to know, I always like to know where, kind of like beginnings, where your first awakening, and then what awakened you to where you are now. Because, I mean, we have so many awakenings. That's why the podcast is called Awakenings. But then something, it's interesting. It's like all these, whether big or little awakenings, and then there's always, it seems to be some kind of shift that gets people into what they're doing now by the time they've gotten on the podcast. And I always find it interesting, but I also feel for our, you know, listeners and soon-to-be viewers also on YouTube, but to hear the story of, like, look, it was this, it was that, this was happening, and then, you know, I went in this direction or this happened or this grew out of that. So I find it fascinating, and I know that our listener community does as well. So anything you want to share along those lines would be great.
Sure. I feel like I've had multiple awakenings. I would say my most – the first one that I can remember was when I was 17, and my father passed away. So when I had that experience, it literally – I just realized he wasn't on the earth plane, 3D. He just had moved to a different frequency. And I just knew he was always on the other side as my guardian angel. And so there were times I started just having conversations with him and listening, like getting messages from him throughout my entire life. He's really always been there. And so I started to look at my life as different that my, actually I was lucky because my dad was always with me and protecting me and guiding me. Yeah, so that was,
and
you know.
How old were you when that happened? Were you quite young?
I was 17. I was a teenager.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But you could feel, even though he crossed, which is literally crossing over dimensionally, but you could still feel him guiding you? You could still feel his presence, just conversation?
Yes.
What was
Yes. And to this day, I still have his ashes in my home. I move him around sometimes, you know. We've taken him, and he used to surf, so we took him to the beach and dropped him in the ocean, some of his ashes. And just, you know, everybody's spirit is literally roaming around in each one of us, around us.
Yeah.
It's just making the connection and putting your auric field out and being aware of that you're not the only one in the room.
Yeah. No, that's a very good way to put it. That is, that's so true. You're not the only one in the room. We are not the only, it's a crowded room. There's so many beings, so many, you know,
yes.
energetic blueprints or matrices that are not in denser physical form. That's, and I like what you just said. We can go back to that, like to the tuning in part, because I feel like a lot of the callers that will, to some degree, or a few of them anyway, and a bit of what I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, is this idea of, you know, taking the time to tune in, to feel the our own presence, but the presence of those that are around us or what is around us, life itself. And it does take, you know, an effort. It does take time. You know, you need to do it. It's not something that just, you know, after a while, I think it automatically happens. We shift more into that. But I think that whole idea of taking the time to extend out energy and energetically to extend out into the energetic field through the aura is so important. So if you don't mind sharing more on that.
Yes. You know, I would say there's, there is so much to go into that, as you know. And if your auric field is not healthy and clear, that's when you can't make the connection. And a lot of people are very fearful of what's on the other side, or that, you know, it's a frequency we can't see, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So when you are in a very high vibrational state is when it's easier to access and when your auric field is clear. Now, if you're in an environment where your auric field is getting damaged, or you're surrounded by people who are non-believers or discredit those thoughts, patterns, it's going to block you. So I kind of say if you're around people, it lowers your frequency. So in order to connect, you do your own internal work. You connect with your higher self, and then you're able to expand. And so we don't want to look at outside forces and sources. We want to turn within. So that's what I do, is a lot of inner work, shadow work. We have to do the shadow work, and a lot of people don't want to do it. But that's where your subconscious and unconscious mind is holding a lot of the keys and the codes to cross back and forth. You know, when your ascension is going up and down, in and out, high and low, and really moving throughout time, leaving the body, there's a lot that we can do as human beings and energy within that people I don't think have realized, and that's what I want to share.
Yeah, and you said something, because I know I grew up in a pretty chaotic household, and I was channeling at age 4 and had a near-death experience, and my parents even saw me channeling at preschool, but I'm like, did you record it? Because that was the good stuff. That was the really good idea. It was the good stuff. But I would see a lot on the on the astral plane, a lot of, you know, lower level astral energies. I was able to extend my energy to get beyond those and learned how to do that later. And then, of course, as you shift and you're in a different vibrational frequency, you don't have to go through those. But yes, there's a lot of thought forms too that get animated, either by ourselves, right, or our environment, by what people are going, unhandled stuff. It's like, I always tell people it's like debris. It's like it's energetic debris. So the more debris that's around, the harder it is to extend or expand. Or you do, that you're still doing it into the lower levels. You're still in that, you know, extremes of polarity. It's like cleaning out your closet, or, you know, I would say like the astral is like driving on the freeway and somebody, a big truck in front of you, junk is falling out. And you have to veer around it, you know.
And that's the building of the new earth. The new earth to build that foundation is we need to move in higher frequency states. Otherwise, we're going to hold each other back and hold each other down. And that's where the whole support system needs to come in. A lot of people are climbing on top of each other to be on top, putting each other down. That needs to be reversed. We need to lift each other up. Support one another, because when someone believes in you, if I believe in you, you believe in yourself, and then you can do anything. You can become unlimited, you can be unstoppable, and that's, we stop ourselves, and it's other people around us that have stopped us, and we and now it's time to shift it.
Yeah, now let me bring something up. I want to pick your brain on this, because something that I noticed, and my guys have talked about this, and I really have seen it play out, and I want to get your take on it. it's seeming like, because we're getting the message really like old paradigm, you know, it was really like pushing boulders up a hill, right? We were like, because old Pisces, it was like martyrdom, like I got to help that person, or I got to stay in this, really help them, or I've got this soul contract to help them, or I'm a light worker, I got to help them. And it seems like the message is really just to just let that be, let people be, you know, find their way. And like you're gather with more where there's less distortion, there's less dissonance in the frequencies, there's clear transmissions and clear frequencies. In other words, like you're saying, like where are you supported? Where are you not just tolerated but celebrated? And you can celebrate that person and they're celebrating you without this kind of battling. Because I think some people still have this idea that they have to prove something or prove themselves. And the energy seems to be moving as spirit and the oversoul guides seem to be saying, no, go where the clearer frequency is. Go where, you know, you're being supported and helped and they're helping you and supporting. And don't battle those lower level energies. Are you, is that resonating with you? Are you experiencing that as well and seeing that with the people that you're coming across?
Yes, I believe it's connecting to your higher self to become pure, authentically you. No one can be you because you are uniquely you. And now it's to embrace what you are, who you are, and what you're here to do.
Mm-hmm. So we would naturally start gravitating towards people that have more affinity, and it's less trying to prove, well, what I'm doing is good, or it's right, or you don't understand, or let me teach you this, let me show you this. It seems like mm-hmm. That's kind of that environment. It's like, because that creates a lot of distortion or distraction, as you said earlier, because then you're trying mm-hmm. to, instead of doing what you're here to do, you're here trying to prove what you're here to do is valid or you're valid.
Right, and when you are loving yourself, you radiate a very high vibration because you're accepting who you are, and that makes others accept you and appreciate you for who you are.
Mm.
So we might not understand each other at certain times because we're on different frequencies and different levels, but as long as you mm-hmm. stay true to you, that's when the ascension occurs, is when you are mm-hmm. singing your own tune,
mm-hmm.
you know? Playing with your own energy, dancing in your own energy, loving your own energy,
mm-hmm.
and radiating your frequency.
Yeah.
So there's going to be times you're going to move away from, you're going to move away from people because it just doesn't feel so good anymore, or you're expanding and you're changing. So you're growing mm-hmm. into newer levels, higher levels, and they're either going to eventually come up or they're going to, you know, detour. So it's right now, live your best life, create your best life, manifest your best life. It can be done,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we are here to do now. This is what we're moving into. So it's kind of exciting, very exciting times. As long as everybody's ready to make the lifestyle changes, the mindset changes, and the frequency changes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and it does take, you know, an active focus. That is for sure. Now, Noelle, I want to ask you a bit, I want to dive in a bit on your book. Is your book out? I know you have a couple of book signings coming up, one end of June and then July.
Actually, my book comes out Tuesday, June 27th.
It is June 27th. Okay. And
you can pre-order it now. It's on pre-order and like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
Okay. And actually you have, just for those listening, you have a book launch?
I do, yes.
The 27th, June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Barnes & Noble the 7th.
On July 7th, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'll be doing a poetry reading there. That'll be exciting. I downloaded a great poem. It was probably, I think it's about 8 pages typed, and it all rhymes. So it's going to be kind of interesting. Yeah, it's going to be, and it was funny because I didn't know it was coming. And then sometimes when I write, I start to get this funny feeling sometimes that I'm like, okay, I think I need to get pen and paper. And it went on for days. That poem went on for days. And I was driving and writing at the same time one time, because it was just, when it comes out, you got to get it out.
That's true. Poetry yeah. is that way. I've tried to right? rewrite stuff sometimes, and it's like, oh, why didn't I just go with the original flow that was coming through? You know?
Right, right. So yeah. that's definitely a download.
Exactly, oh. exactly. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your book, and then we can go a little bit deeper into that. Kind of was your impetus. You're talking about your first awakening. What awakened you to write this book?
I literally was struck by lightning, I felt like. I actually wanted to write a book 30 years ago called Women's Wisdom. It's what I already had the name picked out. I wanted to interview women 20 to 30 years older than me back then and write about their experiences to help the younger generations. And I was stopped 4 times by people who didn't believe in it around me. So it halted me from writing the book 4 times. So when I got this, I swear it felt like a lightning bolt. Shazam! You are now to write this book, and you are now 30 years older, and it's your wisdom. So I was like, okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I will do
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the whole time I was divinely guided. Absolutely. I had dreams. Children came into my dreams and were jumping up and down yelling, superpowers! And I was like, okay, that's the name of the book. There it goes. I liked it. You know, I thought that's fun. And then there were certain mornings I would wake up and I wasn't sure what I would write about. And then I would go sit down after, you know, you kind of get your state of, you know, being of where you're connected. You connect into your higher self. So I go write.
Right.
And then I would write for 7 to 11 hours straight. I'd make sure I had food in the house so I could stop to eat. And then I would go back into write. And
wow.
then there were times when, I know, right? It was a woo.
Wow.
And then I would come in, right? And then I'd reread the chapter and I'd be like, guy, that's really good. That came out of me. Wow. Okay. And then I'd go into my living room and I would go speak to an audience in my living room because I could see literally in my mind's eye, my third eye would open and I could see it, the whole audience. And as I'm speaking, I would see audience members start to ascend in the room. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is way bigger than me, what I'm doing. This is to help humanity heal. It's to help people see things that they can't see, understand things. Because I was surrounded most of my life by non-believers, people who didn't understand, people who squashed it. So I literally squashed knowledge and capabilities. Everything that I felt was being pushed down. And then when I finally let it all go and moved myself away from that situation, it was like erupting out of a volcano. So it was a wonderful experience. I literally shut the world out for 3 months, and I didn't go in and engage with anyone. I didn't watch social media or TV. I literally would just, you know, exercise and then get into state. Right. And I was so happy. I was alone for those whole 3 months. But it was amazing because I was completely connected. That's why I didn't go to anything. You ask my friends, I didn't show up to birthday parties. I showed up to nothing because I was like, I got to stay connected. I'm connected in. I'm plugged in. So it was wonderful.
You listen to that guide. It's interesting because we had a caller. Maybe he's still on. Maybe he's listening. But his whole message was from Spirit and the guides, you know, to just going within, to hear, you know, kind of slowing down, being on his own and going out, talking to people, whatever, but coming back, maybe having that safe container. It's so powerful when we listen to that, that we allow that and create that for ourselves, because it means we're about to hatch something percolating, something's about to happen, or, you know, through us, as us. It's very, very powerful. Did you just feel the need to do this? Did you have any resistance, whether externally or within, or was it just like, no, let me just go, let me just fall with this?
Oh, I'm getting tingles as you're talking right now. As I wrote, I felt like I was doing huge amounts of healing and self-acceptance and self-love, which is what spawned me to make it a journal after each chapter through the book. I was like, oh, I'm going to make this so each person can read a chapter and then process the information, write about it, and learn about it. Because when you write it again, after, you know, you read it, you can only contain so much. But when you write it, you're now recording it in multiple levels. So I was like, well, this will get people who can't see it or feel it or understand it to now comprehend it on much more, because we all learn differently. Some learn through visual, some are audio. And so I was like, okay, let's connect all the dots together. And that's, I mean, it was synchronicity after synchronicity of everything that happened. Sometimes I would notice something and then I would go research it, and I'd notice it was changed in Wikipedia maybe 3 days before it had been, I went and looked it up, it had been updated. And I'm all, this is from the 1960s. How come this was just updated 3 days ago and I'm looking it up? Or I would notice something was not normal, and then a documentary would show up. I would see a documentary and the exact subject would show up. And I thought, oh, I was questioning this for a reason. Now I need to make more people aware of this part, too, of the world. So, again, I put in there things we couldn't talk about online or on certain channels. I'm like, well, the way to solve that is you just put it in a book. That way, there it is.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah, that's true. Getting censored. I've gotten censored on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even – I haven't – there's certain things I haven't uploaded there because, it'll just – well, they're actually unlisted videos, so people could watch them, but find them if they can find them, or they're on my Patreon. But yeah, a lot of the censors. So there's this. That's part of this awakening where those star seeds, or those that are seeded with the new information, you know, for the new paradigm, the new earth, we're coming together and relaying, you know, putting the information into various forms to help that bridging.
Yes, I do a lot of studying of the personality. That was something I wanted to do, was really understand my children better so I could raise them better, figured out what they're good at, what their skills are, what their natural capabilities are. So I've been studying myself, my children, and I've actually, anybody I would consider as a mate, I would, you know, kind of study them to see how compatible we were. And I was like, well, if we had these, you know, blueprints for each of us, like our own human manual that we can build, that's pretty much what you're doing in this book. You're building your own human manual, writing your own book as you do it.
I like
that. So it's like an adventure. Yeah, it's your own journal, your own adventure kind of experience. So, as I've learned, and I realized, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm a healer. I'm a teacher. I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it now. And I'm going to and it's like the manifestation's coming out. I'm exploding internally, and I'm happy all the time. You know, I was like, okay, I'm doing what my passion is, my soul purpose, my mission. And now I want to teach people to figure out what their missions are so they can get in true alignment, and that's when you have the ascension hit.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about, like, alignment. All about the alignment. And I think...
Yeah, so I...
Right?
It's funny because I discovered about myself that I am here to build the foundation of the new earth, bridge the past, present, and future, like bridge the earth and heaven and earth. I'm literally here to do that. I'm a portal is what I've realized and discovered.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I've triggered so many people. That's, I talk about being a muse to certain, you know, to like writers, artists, creatives. You know, I'm like, okay, I get in, I give them that one piece of the puzzle that maybe they're not quite connected to, or it's me looking at them and going, this is what you're here to do, this is what you're good at, and then they go, oh, okay, and then they run off and do it.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting to watch.
It is. I mean, it's like you have the key, the codes, the certain codes that they need, and it gets them, you know, it's the vibratory shift happens with that connection. Are you tapping into superpowers? Are you helping in this book?
Yes, I will be.
Tell me a little bit about that. Yeah.
So I would say superpowers are when you pretty much turn on your animal instincts. We all have them.
Yes.
And they've been muted.
I love it.
So when you turn those on, your capabilities to sense things are animalistic. my sense of smell is so amazing. I get so excited. I go, this is how animals get it. I can walk by, I can ride bike my bike by someone or walk by someone 8 feet away and I can smell them. And I now can smell cancer. It does smell metallic. There are certain senses now that are insane that I was like, oh, wow. So even sound, I can hear things. I'm very sensitive to sounds. So going to concerts can be very overwhelming in certain scenarios. So this is where people might start to notice as their body shifts, certain environments are going to be a little harsher for the body to take. So you're going to be a little more sensitive to these areas and frequencies, basically, because music is frequency.
Yeah.
So your ears, it's funny because there's something I had come into my dreams, and it was called dial perception, where you can hear for literally miles away. We as humans actually have the capabilities to hear very, very far distances. But we are so consumed with what's right in front of our face, like our devices, or things where they're not paying attention. No one's paying attention. But if we actually put those away and tuned in to these senses, that's when your superpowers really start to come out.
And we have those. We're going to be accessing more. I'm glad you said that about the sense of smell, because I've always had really, really good hearing, sense of smell, vision, but especially my sense of smell. I mean, even years ago, I was vegan and vegetarian. I could just smell, like, I'd be like 2 blocks and I'm like, someone's cooking bacon. Like bacon and eggs, 2-3 blocks away. But that just happened recently. So it just went to this next level where even certain things were making me kind of within a person, like smelling something coming from them or what they just ate, I could tell. And I actually the other day smelled, because I always thought, oh, you can't really smell turkey, you know. I could smell the smoked turkey, like, and the flavors in it, and the what do you call it, the, like, different, whatever they, spices. And I was telling my friend, and I said, I'm like, something's happening. I go, my sense of smell is even more, and my hearing. I go, I'm even hearing people when they're whispering. But the sense of smell is, like, off the chart. It's like, I feel like I'm going to turn into my little doggy, you know. So that's interesting that you're talking about that. Because I thought it can't get any better. Because even people have always kidded me, oh, Michelle can smell anything, you know. Like, oh, that's wet, that's damp. So, yeah, it's, I think it has a lot, you know, again, the distractions, eating, you know, next level eating better, healthier, listening to the body. I think what you were saying earlier too about the filtering, like a lot of it has to do with where our environment, where we're at, what we're putting in our body. I think that all makes a difference. Let me ask you, Noelle, do you think that's going to be more talked about and more known, that this kind of stuff
actually
does make a difference?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And there's things I see coming in the future that I feel like our health can be tracked. You know, everyone's wearing those watches and, you know, and it's being tracked. Everything is being tracked. And your receipts, you're going to pay by a credit card at the grocery store, and they can see what you're eating. They know if you're eating good or not. So they're going to be able to tell what your lifespan is going to be by just your watch readings.
Oh,
and your blood readings, you know, and you go, anything they do, your receipts, like it shows exactly how you are functioning. So they your health, and your healthcare costs could go up because they know your lifespan is going to be limited or you're going to have health issues that's going to cost them money to take care of you. So that your healthcare insurance could be higher based upon how And not that that even should not be the deciding factor why you go this direction. The deciding factor should be because you want to tap in to having these extra capabilities. Everybody has different ones. There are no two are alike. Like there's people who can eat food in a restaurant and recreate the exact same menu item with every spice and every seasoning just based on them trying it and eating it.
Yeah.
I've had several people be able to do that. And I look at them, I go, that's a superpower. I don't have that one, but you have it. So like
right.
I'm saying, each of us has, yeah, and I love it. I honor that because I'm like, you're a great person to have around because when I win the lottery, I'm going to hire a chef. I'm going to hire you.
Yeah.
You know? So, which I bought my lotto ticket today, and I think it's fun. You know, if somebody has to win, why can't it be? It's summer solstice. Come on now. You know,
exactly.
Put it out there. Have fun with it, you know. So yeah, everybody's superpowers are different, and it's going to be exciting to see what people carry, you know, because everybody brings something different to the table, and we complement one another. We very much complement each other. So that's why we don't want to push the other person down to climb on top. You're missing links to the puzzle. You can't do it all yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, I love what you're saying. And it seems, I mean, it's always just been this way, but it seems like as we're connecting more on the soul level, as the soul operates from resonance, that it is, I don't know, it's more emphasized that this missing link concept, like, we don't have to do it all, but we each have pieces. Even if they're similar, there's something vibrationally that's just a little bit different that clicks in, that fits in, that brings that balance. You know, so it is really, I think people really got to focus on this, what's more of resonance, what's less distraction or dissonance, kind of polluting their aura, the auric field or the etheric field, you know, the environment. I think all these things are going to be more and more important. I don't know if you're seeing that as well.
I'm seeing a burst of creativity happening, actually. More people are getting higher. As they reach higher levels, their creativity is going off the charts, which is really fun. Really fun.
Yeah.
And that's where you go into the state of daydreaming. When you start to daydream, that's when you're able to expand and move into those higher realms of accessing information. So when I go into these very high states, I can see information flying through the air. And I'm literally picking out the pieces. I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab that. And it comes in different, like, numbers, letters, light language. It's a bunch of different things happening all at once. I'm trying to explain it so you all can understand it, that because when you might be experiencing it, and they don't know it yet. Some people might not know it yet. So when it's all flying around, the data, the information, the knowledge, the wisdom, the creativity, you're just tapping in. You're just, you know, getting into that high energetic vibration to grab the information. So as more and more people access it, then the creativity is going off the charts. So here's what's happening is all these, you know, AI, you know, ChatGPT, all these things are trying to get you to start putting your energy into. It's kind of changing your frequency because your frequency is a signature. It's your signature. You kind of want to avoid intermixing with those and surrendering your signature to those.
Yeah.
You want to stay authentically you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting the chills all over again.
Oh, my God. I've got them too. Noelle. Okay. We got to talk about this because I agree. And the thing is, it's like it's also a bit of a derailment because it's causing people, because all the AI or ChatGPT, it's like, that's great, fine, but it's still limited consciousness because it's what people are putting in from their beta consciousness, right? The human consciousness. It's not source energy, you know? So it's making the little self source, not the higher self.
It's making them rely on that, thinking they can't do it without it when that's not true. We're evolving just as fast, if not as faster than AI, I believe.
Exactly.
We regenerate. That's what humans can do is we can regenerate.
Yes, not
AI
just,
cannot.
Exactly. Cannot. Not just depending on. No, because the plan is that all ideas come from that. You see, that's they're building that cloud that all ideas Like when you, so like you tuned in and you got this, you know, divine guidance, whether a poem or, you know, you're channeling or whatever. I'm doing that. Other people are doing that. So what these versions bring is instead of doing that, you would just go to ChatGPT to get your information, to get your poem, to get your download, to write that, like the information that's there.
So and you know what's going to happen if people keep doing that? Yeah. They're all going to come out with the same kind of data. And especially if you're a songwriter or doing music, you're going to have the same songs.
Yeah.
It's going to be probably an issue. Your creativity won't be original.
Point. No, mm-hmm. It won't be. And but that's the whole thing. We have this infinite ability, this infinite creativity through the innate, infinite intelligence of the all that is or God or whatever. I am that I am, whatever you want to say. So, yeah, but it's training people to just go to that and not tap in because also at some point, you know, it'll be censored. There'll be certain information in there and certain information not in there. But there's plans to, like, write whole books or education system, just put it in that. And it's like cutting off that whole higher level that you and I are talking about tapping into. The superpowers are not in ChatGPT. Let's just put it that way. They're not going to be found.
Exactly. And that's why I'm always going to recommend you get a hard copy book and you keep it in your library because anything digital can be altered. Back in the days when they wanted history removed, they burned books. They hid it.
Yeah.
They did whatever they, you know, they kept it under wraps. So I was like, everybody get a hard copy because I even go back and I resource my book still to this day. When I'm talking to a client or a friend or someone, I go, let me get my book out because I want you to hear it, how I wrote it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And when I'm doing that, that's when I go, man, this thing is powerful.
Yeah.
So I put everything in there, divinely guided. I'm not going to take 100% credit. I'm going to give it what credit is due because I literally was given the information to give to you all. Basically, I was gifted it to give to you. So,
there's
a lot of good.
And you're helping people bridge, and people need that, you know, more books, more forms of the new emerging consciousness. We need that. That helps us bridge when there's, like, books like yours come out that are infused with the new emerging consciousness. It helps. It's a guide. It's, you know, insight, awareness, examples, ideas, or us coming together talking, it's like, I believe, awakens people. It starts their, you know, next level awakening or beginning awakening, wherever they're at, to like, okay, and give a heads up, too, like with the AI, which I love technology. Will I use that? Maybe. I went on there. They asked so many questions, and there's so many, like, if somebody sues you, like if you use something and it's copywritten, you know, you got to go to court for that. Or if they have to, then you got to pay. So I'm looking at it going, okay, I'll play around with that, but I'm for sure not using that for my creation or ideas or source energy because I know it's going to be skewed. I know there's going to be information to limit.
Be used against humans.
Yeah. The cobble. Mm-hmm. Let's just say what it is. It's going to there's a reason, you know. So I think that's a good thing that people tap into their own source, you know, the infinite source within them and strengthen that.
Right. And there's a whole section. I have a whole chapter dedicated to AI and technology. You know, I have family members that have been in this industry for a very long time, like several, and you know, a lot of them can't talk about what they do. But thank you to quantum entanglement. They don't have to say anything. I'm like, I got the download just fucking by, or you know, like I got the information I needed. It's okay. You don't have to tell me anything, but I got it. Thank you. So I, you know, when that's why I had to put some things in the book. I had to hold back in some ways, and I made sure I wrote it. I didn't want to put fear in anyone, but I wanted to build awareness, you know, and come up with strategies.
I like that.
You know, there's strategies in there on how to handle things, what to do, and how to coordinate things better within your family realm, because our families are really what needs to come together to build a mindset. You know,
right.
I say put your phones away, and I say check them at the top of the hour. Put them in a drawer, put them away, check them at the top of the hour, and let all your friends know you're checking it at the top of the hour, and you'll either make calls back at the top, you know, 10 o'clock. You'll either call or text or whatever. So if everybody's doing it at the top of the hour, then no one's going to freak out if they don't get a response. And we shouldn't freak out if we don't have an instant response. That's, you know,
right.
We didn't have all this technology to live like that. And
yeah.
Releasing it and letting it go, oh, my gosh, that's more part of the ascension because you're a freedom. You have such a freedom
yeah.
to fly and to soar and release that. People don't realize how much our phones tie us down and hold us back. And there's a lot happening with our hands through those phones. That's a whole nother. There's so much going on with our hands through those phones. I don't think people even realize that. So, you need to protect yourself as best as you can, your children, your children's children. You know, people are walking around not even aware of what it's doing to them subconsciously and unconsciously. It is programming us all if we allow it.
Yeah.
But we can maintain it. We can control it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that's people.
It's the discernment, right? It's like you got to become more conscious. Everybody has to be more
mm-hmm.
conscious to know, you know, what you're doing too much of or not enough of, or how is something affecting you. I think that's a part of that. As you talk about the self-health, is you have to be conscious of yourself. What do you really need or not need?
Right. Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The conscious living is basically moving away from what that has been for many years in our lives. It's kind of like conscious awakening is awakening to throwing it away if you can, you know, like how is life without it? Now it's a whole
yeah.
new world.
Yeah.
So.
And you
mm-hmm,
find it's a dependency,
mm-hmm.
anything that creates that dependency on that something, whatever it is.
Oh, and I tell people, I go, turn off your phone when you sleep at night, and people freak out. Wow,
yeah.
If there's an emergency, I'm like, when was the last time there was an emergency? And if there
yeah.
was, they come and ring your doorbell. If it's in the middle
yeah.
of the night, they ring your doorbell and knock on the door. That's what the cops did in the middle of the night. That's when you need to be notified. Other than that, really, use a real alarm clock, turn off all devices at night. That frequency
yeah.
is moving through the body, through your house, and it's broadcasting whatever it wants to broadcast in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So turn everything off and lighten
mm-hmm.
the load. Mm-hmm. You'll sleep better.
Yeah, I like that.
You'll dream better. You'll function better. Mm-hmm. I have my phone on mute pretty much all the time. Unless I'm expecting
yeah, I
something.
Do as well.
You know?
I do. As
yeah,
well.
Why?
Yeah.
Do you know how many times our bodies, what that does to us on a cellular level, every time it chimes or rings or whatever, and you're just like, okay, I got to grab it. Oh, I got to deal with it. I got to
yeah.
answer it. You stop everything you're doing. Your momentum is cut off. You know, everything you're trying to strive for, to be in, it completely ruins your alignment.
Yeah.
Basically.
It does,
so,
doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. And it is about mm-hmm. getting in alignment. That is that.
And staying in there.
Consciousness. Yeah. How to stay in that
mm-hmm.
alignment, stay in that soul signature frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in that. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I could talk to you forever. Have you back on and dive even deeper. Noelle, let us know. You've also got, I think, a workshop. Let us know what you got going on. I think you've got a workshop coming up. And then the book, because we do have people that listen that are in the area also.
Yes, I built a course out and it's pretty great and I keep adding to it. So I'm glad I thought about recording it and just having it recorded, but I'm going to do it more like of a live webinar. So that way we can engage and that's where the quantum entanglement will really help other people ascend and, I can answer questions and then, you know, I can read the energy in the room. So if there, and sometimes information comes in as I'm connecting to other people that I need to say and that they need to hear at that moment. So I'm going to be teaching them live, because
okay.
It's at the moment. And then I'll probably record them and have a couple at the ready for those who want to do it at their own leisure. But in the
mm-hmm.
beginning, definitely connect.
Okay. Now, where, okay, so your book that comes out on the 27th, Amazon, pre-order, Barnes & Noble, and then your, where's your book launch on the 27th? You've got a book launch on the 27th?
I do. And everything's on my website, by the way, noellehipkey.com.
Oh, give us your website. Okay.
Yeah, so it's noellehipke.com. So perfect. I have, I've got a few things happening. I just threw up a Kickstarter yesterday, actually, and it will be with the book. And I have my book cover has sacred geometry, a unique sacred geometry symbol on it. And I've created unisex necklaces that will be part of the Kickstarter, only limited edition with the book. So you can wear your necklace, and the sacred geometry symbolizes the secrets of the universe and activating and calling in your energy to your body to heal and to activate. So that's kind of exciting. That's up on my website. And then the launch will be on June 27th at, we have a street fair and farmer's market in Huntington Beach on Main Street. And it's, you know, summertime, and it's from 5 to 9 p.m. this Tuesday. And Michelle, if you're around and want to come down, it's, you know, they have live music and vendors and, it's pretty fun. So I'll be down there for the day it launches. And then I do have a book signing set up at Barnes & Noble at the Bella Terra Shopping Center on July 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. And that's when the poem's going to be written. So, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a live feed at 12 o'clock. It'll be a broadcast on LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. And so that's another great poem I'm going to be reading too. So, I'm putting it all out there. I just said, I'm going in, all out.
Going all in. I love it. Well, now is the time to do that for sure, you know?
Right. So all my links are there.
People will be inspired by you. Thanks so much.
Yes, I say inspire, transpire, and rewire.
Ooh, so. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, Noelle. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing. This was great. And congratulations on your book and much success to it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Michelle.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, gang, Noelle Hipkey, noellehipkey.com. Info is in the podcast description as well. Thank you all for being here and being a part of this amazing community that is just so thriving. Thank you all also in the chat for hanging out. If you're new to the podcast, I'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can check my Instagram, Michelle Mache. Info on me is in the description box. Those of you that have been listening for a while, please give the 5 stars on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts. That would be great. Very helpful for others to find us. And also connect with me on Soul Insights and Tarot Awakenings podcast on YouTube also. Also, launching Soul Centered Living. You can find out on Union, or there will be a link also on my Insta page. If you have any interest in that or want to find out more about that and also the Key Codes workshop, you can email me or look on the Instagram link. You guys are amazing. Just keep shining bright, sharing your insights, and, of course, keep awake. I'm getting woke and
staying woke. Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.